Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And the rain is inching closer to us. I'll show you what time it will arrive where you are and how much of the weekend it will affect.
Breaking news, it does appear that former President Donald Trump will have more than enough money to cover a $464 billion bond in his New York civil fraud case, the deal that made it possible.
Plus, the Wolfpack rolls to game two in the NCAA tournament with another Cinderella victory when the other Triangle teams hope to join them.
Well, that rain does move in this afternoon, sticks around through early Saturday morning. It's almost here now. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at how you can plan your weekend around all this rain we're going to see.
It is not going to be a washout of a weekend. As a matter of fact, we should see sunshine on Sunday. The big question is, how much rain will we see on Saturday? Certainly it is headed our way. We have the warm front that is pushing onshore here along the Gulf Coast, where we have some scattered thunderstorms. We've had a few severe thunderstorm warnings earlier. So that pushes eastward. And look at all the rain that's out ahead of the front. I'm here in Georgia and South Carolina, and a little bit of thunder and lightning that's actually just south of our viewing area right now, down here into Florence. So just south on I-95. So all that rain continues to push northward up across our area. This is a look at future cast. Of course, we're just cloudy right now. But once we get into the afternoon, say 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we start to see that rain pushing northward. And around the time of the evening commute, most of us are seeing rain, and some of that may be heavy. So we're in for some messy conditions this afternoon, this evening, overnight. We'll pause it there at midnight, and we just have these waves that come through. Anytime you see those heavier cells, any of the yellows and the oranges, we may have a few embedded thunderstorms. Early in the morning, the warm front itself starts to move across the area with some heavier rain. At 6 a.m., we still have pretty good coverage of rain, but by the time we get to lunchtime, most of it is out of here. We are looking at the potential for a lingering shower during the afternoon, but this version of Futurecast is a little more aggressive on clearing us out for Saturday afternoon. We'll see how that goes. So we take a look at our chances for rain. It's a 90% chance as we get into the afternoon and evening and overnight, 100%. And then it is likely to be with us just early in the morning on Saturday, with it beginning to taper off mid to late morning. We're going to talk more about how much rain we'll see and what sort of flooding chances we have coming up.
Breaking news this noon, shareholders in Digital World Acquisition Corporation approved a merger with Donald Trump's social media company. The vote comes just days before a deadline for the former president to pay a massive civil fraud judgment against him. The deal could net the former president $3 billion or more. Trump would have nearly 80 million shares in the merged company. Shares in the newly combined company, Trump Media, could begin to be publicly traded next week under the stock symbol DJT, Trump's initials. Trump's long gone casino and hotel company also traded under that same ticker symbol.
A Wake County woman is in jail this hour and under no bond. Authorities believe she stole money and a gun and exploited an elderly woman. WRAL's Chelsea Donovan explains.
It was here in this area of Willow Springs where Wake County deputies arrested 49-year-old Terry Green. She's been arrested for 3 felonies and 2 misdemeanors, including exploiting an elderly woman. Now, here's Terry Green's mugshot. Warrants accused her of taking more than $35,000 from the woman she lived with, stealing a gun from that same woman, identity theft, maxing out her credit card, as well as stealing an abundance of tools. Green is currently in the Wake County Jail under no bond. Now, this is an incident that is alleged to have happened 2 years ago. A warrant was issued for her arrest last year, and it wasn't until yesterday when deputies caught up with her. She'll be in court this afternoon. Chelsea Donovan, WRAL News, Wake County.
I'm Brian Schrader in the WRAL Live Center. A sad update out of Nashville this morning. Police say they have recovered the body of Riley Strain. He is the 22-year-old University of Missouri senior who disappeared 2 weeks ago after a night out with friends in downtown Nashville. The search in recent days really had concentrated on the Cumberland River, which runs through downtown Nashville. And this morning, a drowning call came in, and they confirmed that was the body of Riley Strain, found about 8 miles from the downtown area. Nashville police are saying that they have no indication that this was foul play.
It's very sad. Brian, thank you for the update. A 1-year-old and 4-year-old child are safe this morning after police say a man abducted them in Lumberton. This was the scene over I-440 in Raleigh. nearly 100 miles away. That's where law enforcement were able to rescue them. Sky 5 captured the moment authorities rescued those kids. Moments later, law enforcement officers arrested the man who was driving the car. Lumberton police say a mother called 911 and said her two children were abducted from an Econo Lodge in Lumberton about 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon. Highway Patrol spotted that car in Johnston County, and a chase started from there. It ended on I-440 in Raleigh, right near the Capitol Boulevard exit. And when state troopers and Johnston County deputies crashed into that car, it sent that car crashing into the tractor trailer there. And you see that man being led off. Willie Denley spoke with a woman who was driving on the Beltline right when this all happened.
Oh, it was scary. He ran me off the road. Dang near ran me off the road. Yeah, I just saw Crest 300 fly right past me, and I'm like, what the heck? And I see like 10 cop cars right behind me. I'm like, I already knew how it was going to go down.
The children were taken to a hospital to be checked out. Authorities have not released the name of the man they arrested or what relationship he may have with the children.
A restaurant in Southern Pines is closed after a fire last night. Firefighters say the fire started near a grill at the Char Bar off Morganton Road. The business was evacuated. Nobody was hurt. Crews were able to put that fire out quickly. The fire damaged the restaurant's exhaust system. It's not clear how long the Char Bar will be closed. And NC State stays hot, fresh off an ACC tournament championship. They were on fire in their opening round game against Texas Tech. Ben Middlebrooks had his shining moment, a career-high 21 points. The Red Raiders kept it close until the Pack pulled away for their first March Madness win in almost a decade, 80-67 the final.
So fans had reason to meet up at the Bell Tower. This was the scene there on Hillsborough Street into the wee hours this morning. The game ended late. If you didn't see it, that was the scene after. And WRS Kelsey Coffey is on NC State's campus with reaction to this exciting win.
NC State fans have a reason to celebrate today. Fans and students gathered yesterday here at the Bell Tower. They were celebrating until after 1 o'clock this morning. You can just hear the excitement as fans gathered yesterday at Players Retreat to watch the game. This is the Wolfpack's first March Madness win in 9 years. Last night's win against Texas Tech resonates with fans in a special way, right after becoming ACC tournament champions for the first time in 37 years. This marks Kevin Keats' first NCAA tournament win as head coach.
What a great game. And obviously, we played against a really good, well-coached Texas Tech team, and you know, they pushed us to the limit.
We've heard a lot about fatigue, I mean, through our ACC tournament run, and then even now, and I mean, no matter how many times people keep saying it, I mean, it seems like we just keep getting stronger with every game we play.
It just doesn't get any better than that. The Wolfpack will be back on the court tomorrow. We'll be sure to keep you updated on everything that you need to know ahead of this weekend's game right here on WRAL. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Pretty sure that was a Wolfpack howling, right? Coming up for NC State will be that second round game against the most surprising winner of the first round, 14th-seeded Golden Grizzlies from Oakland University, out of Michigan, by the way, pulled off a huge upset. They beat the third-seed Kentucky Wildcats 80-76. So the Wolfpack will take on Oakland tomorrow for a chance to advance to the Sweet 16. That game tips off 7:10 tomorrow night.
More exciting news. UNC also moving on in the tournament. The top-seeded Tar Heels dominated in the opening round game against Wagner College. UNC won that one 90-62. They'll play Michigan State in the second round tomorrow at 5:30. And Duke is in Brooklyn to play their opening round game today against Vermont. And you can track all the games with live score updates, times, and TV information on the interactive bracket on WRAL.com. Just search bracket.
Well, since we're into numbers here, we're going to take a final look of the trading week here at 12:07 as you take a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. This is very much what it looked like from early this morning all the way on. It spent just a minute in positive territory, negative from there after such a successful early part of the week, down 188 points this noon. Sheetz is planning several hiring events in the coming days as the restaurant and convenience chain plans to hire 450 employees in North Carolina. The chain plans to hold on-the-spot interviews at each of its locations across the state during Jobs Fest, it's called. The hiring event takes place on Wednesday from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Prospective employees should apply online at jobs.sheetz.com before arriving at that event.
A new art exhibit is coming to Biltmore Estate. It'll feature artwork by world-renowned artist Jael Chihuly. The different creations you'll find include pedestal works, drawings, and large-scale installations. Amherst at Deer Park will debut the iconic pieces on Monday.
Chihuly's been working for over 5 decades, so imagine the amount of work and experimentation that you have in that time frame. So it starts with the earlier series work, such as the baskets and the cylinders, and then you see that evolution into the large-scale installations, such as the towers and chandeliers that'll be featured here.
And the exhibit will run until next January.
In an interview with NBC News, former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer dodged questions about whether the court was considering a 15-week compromise on abortion prior to the leaked draft opinion of the Dobbs decision.
I don't want to make news. I've written what I thought. Mm-hmm. If you think there's news in here or in the dissent, go right ahead. Well, but I don't want to say something in addition.
Yeah. Like just to be clear, though, did you think a compromise was possible?
I always think it's possible. Mm-hmm. I always think it's possible, usually up until the last minute.
You can hear much more of Kristen Welker's interview with former Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer this Sunday on Meet the Press.
Next at noon, a lawsuit alleging social media is harmful. The woman suing and what she says is so damaging to her.
Also, a severe thunderstorm watch in Texas, the hail hitting Houston and the damage it's caused.
Plus, there's an outline for a plan to avoid a federal shutdown. But what has to be done by midnight on Capitol Hill to keep the government running?
Keep watching WRAL News over the air, Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.
A Connecticut woman is suing social media, alleging it's harmful to young people. Matt Austin spoke with one woman who opened up about how the apps were so damaging to her.
For me, it just ended up turning very, very severe.
Caroline Koziel bravely sharing how social media affected her growing up. The Glastonbury native is among hundreds of plaintiffs alleging the platforms are designed to hook users and can encourage addictive behavior in young people.
It's horrifying when you think about it.
The now 19-year-old says her online searches, including on Instagram, began with funny videos, then exercise routines during the pandemic. Later, she alleges she was being bombarded with dangerous diet culture content.
I had an eating disorder, which lasted for a very long time, and a huge part of that was caused by all of the negative body image and food and diet-related things that I saw on social media.
Right now, Koziel's lawsuit and other similar ones are working through a federal court in California.
So we've taken a different approach with this, which is to go after these companies as defective product designers.
Attorney Jessica Carroll says those being sued are Meta, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and Google. She says they're looking to help affected families as well as to improve social media.
To build in features that allow me to say, I really don't want to see these things. I don't want to have a continuous feed. Like, I'm not saying to get rid of those things, but allow the user the control.
Koziel is now in college, and while she still uses social media, she's found ways to better manage it. She hopes her speaking out can make a difference for those who might be struggling.
I just want to be able to help other people who are going through it and to hold the social media platforms accountable for the actions that they've taken that have, you know, caused so many issues within our youth. I mean, the mental health crisis is real, and a lot of it is because of social media.
Koziel and her family urge people not to suffer in silence and reach out for help.
That was Matt Austin reporting. Google says the allegations in the lawsuit are not true, and it's worked with experts to make sure parents have strong controls and young people have an appropriate experience.
Breaking news out of Washington here in the WRAL Live Center as we monitor what's happening on Capitol Hill. The House has approved a $1.2 trillion spending package. It heads to the Senate before that current spending bill expires at midnight tonight. The final vote was 286 to 134, and it leaned heavily on Democratic votes. Just 101 Republicans voted for the measure. Very controversial with conservatives. 1,000 pages in this spending bill, and many conservatives are complaining they only had 36 hours efforts to go through it. In fact, Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says that she is filing a motion to vacate Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
Brian, thanks. The calendar says spring, but winter isn't releasing its grip on parts of the U.S. after a relatively quiet winter season. Significant snow is making its way through Minneapolis. It's not the end of it either. Two more rounds of snow in the spring are expected. They're on the radar. The city could get half or more of the season's current snowfall so far by Tuesday. That's severe weather right there moving through Houston, Texas, causing heavy hail in some areas. The hailstorm damaged cars and some structures. It also produced damaging winds, heavy rain, lots of lightning. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for some areas.
And today is North Carolina Arbor Day. The state observes the special day on the first Friday after March 15th. Nationally, it's celebrated on the last Friday of April, but most states observe a separate date based on good tree planting times. You can celebrate by planting a tree of your own. And fun fact, the first Arbor Day was celebrated in Nebraska in 1872 with the planting of more than a million trees, which is pretty incredible. Trees here are going to get a lot of water today. Yeah.
And it's starting from that storm we were talking about in Houston and the Gulf of Mexico, and Elizabeth Gardner in the WIR Severe Weather Center. We see right where it's gaining some energy there.
Absolutely. Right here you can see it did come from Houston and it's moved eastward. Early this morning it was really firing up a lot of thunderstorms here in Louisiana, and now it's moved eastward to Alabama and Georgia and on up into Florida. So that's going to continue to lift northward. We will see the heaviest rain with the system with the warm front, which will come through early tomorrow morning from say 3 to 6 a.m. Out ahead of it, we still have some steady to heavy rain that we're going to be dealing with. Let's zoom in and take a closer look. HD Doppler Network, you can see down the I-95 corridor, down toward Florence, South Carolina, we're seeing some scattered showers and storms, and a few of those down toward Wilmington as well. There's a little bit of lightning that has popped up here around and just north of Florence. That's technically headed just to the west of us, but eventually we're going to see some more of this rain pushing on into our area. Here's a look at Futurecast, and we're looking at gray skies right now. As we get into, say, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we're going to see more of this rain pushing through. It will be heavy from time to time, and it is likely to be a very messy evening commute, and that doesn't stop. If you had plans to go out to dinner or head out to a show or something this evening, it is going to be raining. There's midnight with more rain and even more rain. As we get into, like I said, 3 to 6 a.m., it's likely to be even heavier. So it might wake you up in the morning. If you're a light sleeper, there may be a few thunderstorms. Our threat for severe storms here is really minimal, but the farther you get closer to the coast there, the better chance that there could be an isolated severe storm. This version of Futurecast has pretty much all the rain out of here by around 10 a.m. There's some other versions that keep it around until, say, maybe noon or so. So there's the possibility that we could see an isolated shower after 10 or 11 o'clock, even into the afternoon. But this version of Futurecast wants to clear things out in the afternoon. I think we'll probably hold on to the clouds, but I like the way this version, I like the way this computer model thinks. It would be nice to see some sunshine tomorrow afternoon. Easter egg hunt. There are a ton of them across our whole viewing area tomorrow, the week ahead of Easter, of course. At 10 a.m. and at noon, the weather's going to be the same. We'll see cloudy skies, 60 degrees. There's a slightly better chance of maybe an isolated shower around 10 a.m. And we can't completely rule it out into the afternoon either, but it's a pretty slim chance. But most of that heavy rain is going to be out of here by lunchtime or even by 10 a.m. in places, 2 o'clock 61. So we're just going to kind of hold it in the low 60s. Here's a look at what's happening outside right now. The soccer guys are out there. So many times we pull up this shot, and right around lunchtime, they're out there taking a break and enjoying some weather before the rain starts. 57 is the temperature, so it is a cool, it's a cool afternoon for us. Temperatures may climb on up into the low 60s later on, but right now we're looking at some warmer temperatures to the south, 62 Fayetteville, 66 in Clinton, 65 Goldsboro, and we may stay in the 50s in our northern counties this afternoon. Around town in Raleigh, 67, 64 Durham, 68, maybe even up to 70 in Fayetteville. So for Saturday, expect scattered rain first thing in the morning, and then just an isolated shower from, say, lunchtime on, 65 degrees and sunshine, and 57 on Sunday. It's going to be a chilly and windy day. We'll see winds gusting in the morning up to 30 miles per hour and to 25 in the afternoon. So it may look great, but it's going to feel awfully blustery and chilly. We have very high pollen count right now. That should get knocked down nicely once the rain comes through. Again, Sunday, we'll be looking at a bright sunny day, but it's a cold start Sunday and Monday with temperatures in the 30s heading out the door.
Ooh, that's chilly.
United Airlines is now letting friends and family pool their frequent flyer miles. We'll explain how the program works.
Plus, hundreds of thousands of Starbucks holiday-themed mugs are being recalled, the issue that prompted the action.
And we welcome you back this noon with this live look at White Lake. Boy, it has a kind of a gray look to it, doesn't it? As you watch WRAL News, available on Hulu and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. Microsoft unveils its first AI computers, touting its Copilot assistant as a new era of work. The Surface Pro 10 and Surface Laptop 6 for business come with features like improved battery life, more ports, and anti-reflective displays. They also have a dedicated Copilot button. Microsoft says since launching Copilot a year ago, it has saved workers as much as 10 hours a month, providing shortcuts and suggestions, summarizing emails and meetings, and automating tasks.
The Department of Transportation plans to examine how airlines protect their passengers' personal information. The agency plans to look at the 10 biggest airlines in the country and focus on how they collect and store data. U.S. airlines have policies and programs in place to ensure that passenger information is kept safe. The Department of Transportation says this is a proactive move and is not announcing allegations toward any specific company. And United Airlines is introducing a new feature that allows travelers to share their frequent flyer points with family and friends. The Mileage Plus program now allows a pool leader to create a joint account and add up to four other people. While the group leader must be over 18, there's no minimum age for others, enabling parents to enroll their children. The move follows similar offerings by JetBlue, Spirit, and Frontier.
More than 400,000 Starbucks holiday mugs are being recalled. The cups can overheat or break when they are microwaved or filled with extremely hot liquid. Nestle has reported 10 injuries, with nine of them being severe burns or blisters. The mugs weren't sold in Starbucks, but were bought at retailers, including Target and Walmart. All of the items being recalled were sold from November of last year through January of this year, and the mugs can be returned for a refund.
Keurig is taking the cup out of its popular K-Cups. The new K-Rounds are free of plastics and aluminum. The rounds are ground and pressed coffee beans held together by a plant-based material. The new product will only work with Keurig's new Alta Brewer, and the new pods and brewer are expected to be tested later this year.
A local school district is now offering virtual therapy to students at no cost. Coming up, a program that's already showing signs of success and how they know it's working.
Plus, allergy season has arrived in many parts of the U.S. earlier and stronger than expected. We'll tell you why next. And here are your winning lottery numbers.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Students in Chatham County schools can now get help with depression and anxiety at school through a virtual therapy program. There's a resource coming online as a growing number of school-age children battle mental health-related issues. As WRAL's Destiny Patterson reports, a virtual therapy program has already helped more than 70 students.
Now every Chatham County student who needs help can hop on a computer and talk to a therapist. Through this new program, students will be able to not only learn about their emotions, but be able to manage them and get any support that they may need.
Our students are dealing with all kinds of different emotions.
School counselor Talisa Hunter works with Chatham County students every day.
We're definitely seeing an increase in need.
The biggest warning signs you can see is like a change in their demeanor, their behavior, if they're going through a different season of life.
More than 36% of the county's high schoolers and more than 32% of its middle schoolers reported feeling persistently sad or hopeless. North Carolina schools are considered understaffed to address these issues.
We are seeing a lot of barriers to high-quality mental health counseling across the state of North Carolina.
The district teamed up with a school-based mental health service. Daybreak Health also works with more than 90 districts across the country, including Guilford and Alamance Burlington in North Carolina. Students can get up to 12 weeks of teletherapy sessions.
learning coping skills, learning how to navigate the problems that come up, how to navigate those tough times.
With more professionals available to support their students, Hunter says that they can get help quicker.
We want them to know that they're not alone.
The district has been using this new service since about late January, and already more than 70 students are using it. Destiny Patterson, WREL News, Chatham County.
And the district is using federal funds to pay for the new program. There is no out-of-pocket cost to families. And the FCC is moving forward with the first step that would route calls to the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline based on the caller's physical location rather than their phone number's area code. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline provides free emotional support to people in mental health crises and connects them to local resources. The new FCC rule is crucial to ensuring that Americans can access mental health care as quickly and as safely as possible. Since the Lifeline was launched in July 2022, 988 has received more than 9 million calls, texts, and chats.
Brian Schrader back here in the WRL Live Center with some new information about that news we told you about a few minutes ago that Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene had filed a motion to oust Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. This is video that just came into the Live Center of her talking to reporters after that. Greene says that she filed that motion, but she is not calling it up today, saying that it is a warning to Speaker Mike Johnson. This comes after the House passed a $1.2 trillion spending bill this morning. A lot of conservatives are upset about some of the provisions in that bill and the fact that they had, they said, not enough time to digest all of it.
Thanks, Brian. Tonight on WREL, only on WREL, Five on Your Sides interview with NC State's chancellor, pushing for answers about the contamination inside Poe Hall. For months now, WREL's Keely Arthur has reported on the cancer-causing PCB chemicals found inside that campus building. Well, now for the first time, we're talking directly with Chancellor Randy Woodson. We're asking the questions that people who spent time in Poe Hall are asking us.
I mean, there's so much anxiety around the fact of, was I exposed? Am I going to get sick?
And we're working on it as quickly as we can.
When do you think people will get answers, and what kind of concrete health answers do you think you're going to be able to provide?
You can see this interview and the answers we got tonight only on WRL News at 6.
Hobby Lobby will soon take over a former Bed Bath & Beyond location in North Raleigh. This is the map of Six Forks Station, and you can see here the planned Hobby Lobby location right next to the Food Lion. It comes more than a year after the Bed Bath & Beyond location was forced to shut down as the company scrambled to avoid bankruptcy. Well, heads up, if you live in Moore County and see smoke today, the North Carolina Forest Service is conducting a prescribed burn. It's covering 50 acres of the Whitehall Park property that's off of PD Road. The Forest Service says prescribed burns play a crucial role in keeping the long-term health of longleaf forests.
Itchy eyes, runny nose. A lot of us are feeling those allergy symptoms early this year. Why experts say the season arrived sooner than expected.
And Medicare will now cover a popular weight loss drug, but only for certain reasons. We'll tell you what the makers of Wegovy are saying. And if you see news happening or you'd like to share a story idea with us, click Report It in the WREL News app.
That time of year, flowers are blooming, pollen is everywhere, even on doggy noses right there. You see from these pictures our coworkers sent in, yellow dust coating cars, sidewalks, everything else. Steve Harrigan has new guidance from the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America to help us through the season.
Much of the country experienced a big warm-up last week, and while winter may be over, the higher temperatures have brought an early and active allergy season. The spring weather has trees and flowers blooming at peak levels in many areas, and with 25% of adults and 20% of children suffering from allergies, plenty of us are sniffling and sneezing right now.
So it's very common. It's very, very, very common. The good thing is, there are treatment options.
The pollen count is expected to hit its peak sometime in April or May and should decline after that. But until then, doctors and health officials say folks with allergies can expect to experience sneezing, runny nose, itchy eyes, wheezing, and coughing.
The pollen is thick as it's like coming down like snow right now.
I have noticed that I have itchy eyes and runny nose, and I also have a lot of throat pain.
The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America is now advising people with symptoms to take a proactive approach by monitoring the pollen count during the day and staying inside when it's at its highest. And there are other steps folks can take, like keeping windows closed in the car and at home, frequent hand washing, and wearing glasses. And if none of those work, you can always contact an allergy specialist to get more personalized care recommendations.
Reach out to your doctor and come see your allergist. Find out what you're allergic to so you can treat it proactively.
Steve Harrigan reporting. Burning fossil fuels can also make allergy season stronger because higher levels of carbon dioxide can boost pollen production in plants, particularly grasses and ragweed.
Medicare will now cover Wegovy, the popular weight loss drug for patients at risk of heart disease. The decision may provide millions of patients access to the costly drug. Medicare's move follows the FDA's recent expansion of Wegovy's approval to reduce heart disease risk in overweight or obese people. The FDA's decision is in line with federal law, prompting Medicare to consider coverage related to heart disease prevention. Well, just ahead, Easter is next weekend, and people are shelling out a lot of cash for it. How much money, experts are saying, will be spent this year?
Plus, more Americans are dipping into their retirement funds earlier than ever before. Why economists say this strategy comes with a handful of consequences. And a live look right now this noon, Fayetteville, you saw it right there. We're getting those gray skies moving in all over our viewing area. This weekend, a local nonprofit is bringing together dozens of local young men to help prepare them for the future. The Power Academy is an event for boys of color who are in middle and high school. It's meant to promote personal growth, both personally and academically. Joining us now is DeWarren Langley with the Charles Hamilton Houston Foundation, the organization that leads the charge for this event. DeWarren, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it. The Power Academy being held tomorrow. You have 100 young men going there. Tell us what the day will be like for them.
Well, one, thank you all for this wonderful opportunity to share about the Power Academy, which we do annually in partnership with Durham Public Schools, Office of Equity and Professional Development, the We Are Kings program, and the Thomas Mentor Leadership Academy. And the Power Academy is really about a collaborative effort to cultivate a resilient, authentic, and dynamic space where boys of color in Durham can flourish and embark on journeys of profound personal growth. And so they will have an opportunity to work on critical thinking and evaluate different situations in order to develop their analytical, critical thinking, identity assumptions, and make informed decisions. And this is all geared toward helping them gain practical decision-making frameworks to address the diverse challenges by weighing options and alternatives and selecting the most suitable path based on their values and rationale.
I know this is an annual event, and when you hear from the folks who come away from this after this experience, what do they take with them that's so valuable?
They feel more empowered, more informed, and most importantly, more engaged about and confident about the possibilities of their future. And so registration will be open until 2 p.m. today. And if there are other boys of color in Durham that will be interested, they are welcome to go to the powersummit.org website and register. And we look forward to an engaging, empowering, and informative academy tomorrow.
So you do have some spots left. I know you keep it to 100 or so that you can make this so valuable an experience. But there are spots left for the academy.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, you see the flyer on the screen right there. And with some of that information, hopefully some folks after 2 o'clock today, they'll jump in and join you for the weekend. DeWarren, thank you so much for your time and cranking out something so meaningful for the Durham community and beyond. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It won't be long now until we see rain pushing into our area. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking that rain, when we're going to see it and when it's going to move out tomorrow.
Yeah, it is just a few hours away at this point. You can see here's a look at the warm front that's lifting northward. It's brought some strong thunderstorms to the Gulf Coast. Out ahead of this, we have a few isolated storms, but a shield of steady rain across parts of Georgia and South Carolina. It's starting to move across the line from South Carolina on up into North Carolina. This is a look at the big picture, watching this warm front. We're going to pause it right there. We're already starting to see some warmer temperatures even before this warm front arrives in our southeastern counties. And there may be a pretty distinct difference in temperatures both today and tomorrow because of the warm front. Will be warmer on the south side of it and cooler on the north side. And we're starting to see that already. We talked about that at the beginning of the newscast. Here's the caveat to what may happen tomorrow. This low pressure system and front start to move offshore, but low pressure systems rotate counterclockwise, and it may spin some moisture back into the area during the afternoon on Saturday, which could bring us an isolated shower. It's not showing up very well on this version of Futurecast, but I just want to mention that that's certainly a possibility. We do see the precipitation spreading northward as we get through the afternoon, and by the time we get to the evening commute, it's fairly widespread and maybe heavy at times. That just continues overnight. There may be a few pockets where the rain slows down or stops briefly, but then it's just going to continue to come through in waves overnight. There's midnight. We'll pause it at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and you can see it's especially heavy at that point. That's when the warm front's starting to push up across our area, and this is also the time when we could see a few isolated thunderstorms. The best chance for any severe storms would be just east of our viewing area. We're not under any sort of threat for severe weather. But by 6 a.m., we're starting to see the back edge of it. And again, by lunchtime, this version of Futurecast has all the rain out of here. So sometime between the middle of the morning and late morning, we should begin to see the rain tapering off. But I'll tell you, even though we're looking at a little bit of clearing starting to happen here, I wouldn't be surprised if the clouds hang around and if we don't see maybe an isolated shower or two. The models have been hinting at that. This one's just, I think, especially optimistic about what may happen on Saturday. We're looking at anywhere from an inch and a half of rain from the Triangle area westward to an inch and a half to 2 inches in some of our eastern counties. It'll be closer to the low as it moves up the coast. So good chances for rain for the afternoon here, as well as tonight and for the morning hours of Saturday. And then Sunday, we're dry. It will be a cool day. Take a look at this. Sunday morning, 37, and Monday morning, 36. Looking at highs in the 50s on Sunday, even with all that sunshine. And of course, at the beginning of the news, or I should say half an hour ago, we talked about the fact that it's going to be a blustery day on Sunday. So breezy, chilly, winds gusting up to 20 to 30 miles per hour. Monday and Tuesday are quieter with temperatures near normal. And then we have another chance of rain right behind it. You may say, oh, it's not a very long dry streak, but folks who are suffering from allergies may be happy to have two chances for rain in a 7-day forecast to keep that pollen down a bit.
Amen to that. Anything to keep it down. Ahead, channeling your inner Luke Skywalker with a glass of blue milk. The new deal that'll bring blue milk to life just in time for May the 4th.
Welcome back. Cloudy skies over Wilson. We are expecting that rain moving into our area very shortly. And as we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today.
Authorities say a Wake County woman stole money and a gun and exploited an elderly woman. Terry Green is in jail without bond. According to warrants, Green stole $35,000 from the woman she lived with, stole her gun and some tools, and maxed out her credit card. The crimes happened nearly 2 years ago. Deputies issued a warrant in July of last year, but only caught up with her this week.
And two children are safe after police say a man abducted them in Lumberton. Lumberton police say a mother called 911 and said her two children were abducted yesterday afternoon. A chase began in Johnston County and ended on I-440 in Raleigh with a crash involving law enforcement. The driver was arrested.
NC State fans are celebrating after the first round of the NCAA tournament. Wolfpack beat Texas Tech 80-67, their first win in the NCAA tournament in almost a decade. Fans are hoping the Pack can keep this winning streak going. They've been on quite a roll. They'll play against the Oakland Golden Grizzlies tomorrow. That is second round action.
And today, college basketball's women's tournament gets started. Two of our local Tobacco Road teams will be on the court today trying to move to the next round. UNC is the 8th seed in their region. They'll tip off with 9 seed Michigan State at 11:30 this morning in Columbia, South Carolina. So that game's going on right now. Duke is a 7th seed. They play 10 seed Richmond at 2:30 this afternoon in Columbus, Ohio. And looking ahead to tomorrow, 3 seed NC State will play their first game of the tournament. They'll host 14 seed Chattanooga at Reynolds Coliseum in a game that starts at 2:30.
All right, NC State has that game. As you mentioned, the women play tomorrow. Duke as well. Track all the games with live scoring updates, times, TV information. It's all on the interactive bracket on WRL.com. Just search bracket.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, don't say it a third time, but he's back 36 years later. A sequel will hit theaters. Warner Brothers released the first look at the upcoming movie, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
The juice is loose.
Is. Michael Keaton will reprise his role as the title character alongside Winona Ryder and Catherine O'Hara, who also starred in the original 1988 film. New to the sequel is Wednesday star Jenna Ortega.
A growing number of cash-strapped Americans are dipping into their retirement savings early. A recent report from investment group Vanguard found that 3.6% of its 401k participants made early withdrawals from retirement plans last year. That's up from 2.8% the prior year. While taking from your 401k may help for now, it could make things worse in the long run due to penalties and taxes on the amount you take out. Economists advise help prepare younger generations for their financial futures by talking to them early about saving.
Easter shopping and spending this year is expected to reach a near record level. A new survey shows that people are expected to spend about $22.4 billion on Easter this year. That total would be the second highest ever. Last year, people spent a record $24 billion on Easter shopping, thanks to a late calendar day of Easter.
A new type of milk is headed to stores from a galaxy far, far away. Lucasfilm, the creator of Star Wars, is partnering with True Moo to release a blue milk. The vanilla-flavored milk with a blue hue is a nod to what the popular character Luke Skywalker drank in the first Star Wars movie. It's part of the studio's Imperial March product line, and it will hit store shelves April 17th.
Our pet of the day may be a little rough around the edges, but he has a heart of gold. Bumpo is an adorable 14-year-old senior. How sweet. He was surrendered to the shelter when his former owner could no longer care for him. Bumpo is good with people of all ages, including young children. He gets along with dogs of all sizes, even cats. Bumpo just wants the simple things in life, like some brushing, some good food, and a warm bed to nap on, especially on rainy days like today. For more information, you can visit spcawake.org.
Duke Energy says thousands of power outages are caused by animals each year. Coming up on WRL News at 4, how one local company is keeping your lights on and saving wildlife at the same time. Boy, it is quite an adventure out there sometimes with some of the animals, because it can get dangerous at times as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, NBC News Daily is next on WRL. Your next local news update in 30 minutes.
Get breaking news updates anytime with our WRL News app. Have a great, safe weekend.
Keep watching WRL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.